Paul, if I can start with you, you're actually a Dane.
Yes.
And we have, running this organisation, a Dane and an Irishman.
Yeah.
And yet you're running the French dining school. So how do you explain that one?
Well, I'm actually a trained French chef. Was working in Denmark in a very, very French restaurant and was trained there as a chef, but also as a sommelier. So I have both sides of the trade, and been working in Australia, been working in Jersey, been working in London,
in restaurants,
very much French. Yeah, and then when I met Niall in London, we ended up buying this property here in the middle of nowhere. And what can you do? Well, I thought, do a cooking school, because my old boss actually runs a cooking school, but in Nice. And we thought, due to that England was so close and London market was so close, we thought it would be the Brits. But it's actually the rest of the world that comes here. The Brits are a few, do come, but I think they would rather go further south, like most Nordic people would.
So you actually have two students here today. Whereabouts are they from?
They're from the Cayman Islands in the Caribbean.
Sounds very exotic.
For us, it's exotic, and for them, it's exotic to be here.
Yeah. Yes. How long have you actually been here?
I have been here 10 years. Yeah, but we have been running the school for 7 years. Yeah, seven years.
About 7 years.
Now. 7 years, and it's the last 2 years that we could live of it. The first years were slowly, because we also had to refurbish this old ruin of a house. It's a 417-year-old house. So
certainly no longer a ruin. It's a lovely house. You have, are they one-week courses you run here?
1 week, yeah. They come on a Sunday evening where we would have a dinner together so they can see what it's like. And then Monday morning it's hardcore. We go straight into cooking stocks and lunch and dinner. And then we do it every day for 5 days, except Thursday lunch. Lunch is off, so people have a chance to go and see Mont Saint-Michel if they haven't seen that. Yeah.
So we have Niall here, the Irishman, the other half of the business.
Bonjour!
Nice Irish word, thank you. How do you actually split the business up?
I deal with the marketing and taking the money and accommodation and
being
the positive, nice front of house.
Typical genial Irishman.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. In the average year, you run courses for how many weeks?
I would say it's about 2 a month, between March and October.
Okay, now we actually have some students here. Can I ask them one or two questions?
Yeah.
While you're working, what are you making at the moment?
Well, I'm just grating some Parmesan cheese, I think, to top off some Caesar salad. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yes, and then we're making some mussel soup or mussel stew.
Mussel soup, yeah.
Sounds good.
Yes, I can't wait for lunch.
What would typical Cayman Islands cuisine be?
Salt, beef and beans, rice and peas, fish, escovitch. Pamela can tell you, she eats probably.
Pamela, what would you normally be eating in Cayman Islands?
We have a lot of jerk chicken, jerk pork, we have oxtail, we have turtle is our national dish actually.
Ackee and
saltfish for breakfast, yeah. Delicious, very hearty.
Yep. Sounds good. Tell me, what have you learnt this week?
Well, I actually have no cooking experience at all, so from the basics all the way up to the final dish and plating, it's just amazing, and the food is so delicious.
Okay, so back to you then now. What can you realistically hope to teach in a week?
To teach in a week? Well, we are called the French Dining School, and as you know, dining is not just cooking. Dining is the whole shebang. Getting the food, presenting it, sitting around the table, having fun, enjoying
the
food.
Creating the right atmosphere that we have now with the roaring fire.
Welcoming our guests and enjoying the fact that we've got the opportunity to make so much great friendships around the world. So in the course of a week, students say to us, not only have they learned the basics about dining and the skills required to do everything and replicate it when they go back home to their homes, that's very important for us because we like to think that it's not just fancy food, but it's great food that can be reproduced back home. But they've also learned how to plate up, how to have a dinner party without panicking. A lot of it's preparation in advance. We do a little bit of, Paul's a sommelier as well, so he'll do a little bit about wine and what wines you would pair with what food. So it's a whole combination of things. We want our students to enjoy the week, to learn lots, but to enjoy it and to really feel relaxed. Everyone is different. Everyone has a different idea about what they'll take away with them. We want them to not just learn the skills, but to have had a great time.
Girls, have you had a great time?
Oh, absolutely. The most wonderful holiday, really.
It really is the best ever.
Good place to end it now. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.